Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Jesus the Life, John 11, verses 24 to 27. Jesus said to Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world." Her brother had just died. When Jesus said these words to Martha, she was grieving the loss of her dear sibling. Can you imagine? Martha was looking at her Savior Jesus, who is also God and can do anything. And yet he chose not to stop her brother's death. The pain she must have felt that day. And yet, even in her grief, Martha was hopeful. Jesus reminded her that we do not need to fear death because Jesus has given us a place in heaven. Jesus' question, "Do you believe this?" is for everyone. Everyone disobeys God and needs a Savior. We fall short of perfection. We fail to trust and love God. We miss opportunities to study His Word in church and at home. We disobey God by doing what He tells us not to do. And so our sin causes us to doubt. It leads us to wonder if God's promises are really for me. Jesus' words are His gospel invitation to see ourselves in His promises. He is our resurrection because He rose from death for us. We will live because the Spirit has put faith in our hearts to cling to that truth. In fact, nothing, not even death, can separate us from Jesus, because even though we die, we will live because of Him. We are not living for this world, but the next. Yes, we will leave behind this world and all that we love in it. But death is not the end. In fact, death is the beginning. Even when we have sadness, we place our comfort in what Jesus has done for us, knowing that we will someday leave this world and all the sadness behind. May we answer as quickly and joyfully as Martha, "Yes, Lord, we believe that you are the Christ." We pray together. Dear Jesus, sometimes I am overcome with grief, sorrow, or troubles of this world. Thank you for being my source of comfort when troubles arise. Help me to remember that I am living not for this world, but for heaven. I say with Martha, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ." Amen. A question to consider. How can you use these Bible verses to comfort someone who has lost a friend or family member? What words would you use to help them share your confidence that Jesus is the Christ? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.